Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa has a new Deputy Chief Justice. But who is he, really? Who is a Judge Dunstan Mlambo? Let's find out a little bit about him. Is he a safe bet? Does he have a spotless record? And what does his appointment mean for our judiciary at a time when public trust in institutions is fraying? To make sense of this, I'm joined by Advocate Paul Hoffman. He's director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa and someone who's never been shy to call out judicial overreach and underreach. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So who is he? Who is Judge Dunstan Mlambo?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for the invitation. Dunstan Mlambo is a native of Mpumalanga.
Right.
He was born in Bushbuck Ridge, and he matriculated at a Tembeka High School in Nelspruit in 1979, when you and I were much younger.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And he then went and studied at the University of the North, where he got a BProc degree in 1983. So 4 years after matric,
right,
he had his BProc. And in 1987, he joined the Legal Resources Center in Johannesburg. You'll remember that as a public interest law center for ending apartheid, really.
Yes,
they
yes.
tackled things like group areas and
pass
laws and so on. He then moved on to be an acting judge in the Labor Court in 1997. So that's just 10 years after he was to join the Legal Resources Center. And he then worked in the Labor Court and the Labor Appeal Court before becoming a Gauteng High Court judge and also a judge in the Supreme Court of Appeal. He has been the judge president of Gauteng since 2012, which is quite a long time ago, if you think about
right.
it now. And he has previously acted in other courts, but this is his first permanent appointment to our highest court, the Constitutional Court, where he will become the Deputy Chief Justice, and he will have to move from the High Court in Johannesburg up to Braamfontein and trade in his black and red robes for the green robes that they wear.
Right.
In the Constitutional Court. He's really a very safe pair of hands, and I am quite convinced that he will be a great success
right.
as our Deputy Chief Justice. His main claim to fame in the Gauteng High Court is something that he has introduced recently, which is the compulsory referral of civil cases that are wanting to be enrolled in that court. The Gauteng High Court is probably the most overworked high court in the country. There are not enough judges and there are too many cases, and that leads to all kinds of trouble. So this idea of creating compulsory mediation is something that has been piloted and introduced under his leadership. And I think that it does have the potential to make a huge difference to the
right.
costs and time wastage that go into the system as it has previously worked. In his new capacity as Deputy Chief Justice, he will be able to assist with the administration functions, which he's obviously familiar with, having been a judge president for so long, since 2012. And he has come into office at a time when the office of the Chief Justice is being unshackled from executive control. The office of the Chief Justice has always been a little bit of a Cinderella institutional organ of state, and that is being reformed as we speak now. So I imagine that quite apart from his contribution as a member of the court, sitting in court and hearing cases that are referred to the Constitutional Court, he will also play a role in the administrative side of the work of the Office of the Chief Justice.
Do you you mentioned that he is a very safe choice, a balanced one? Is he a compromise candidate, or is he? I mean, is it fair to say he's a compromise candidate, or is he the right person for the position?
I have no doubt that he's the best candidate of the candidates that whose names were put in the hat by the Judicial Service Commission. And I foresee that he will retire as Deputy Judge President because he is senior to the Chief Justice and has been on the bench a long time. I think he's 65 at the moment, so he will have 5 years there. And he will then reach retirement age. He might be allowed to stay on until 75, but his place in the pecking order is such that he will serve under the existing Chief Justice Mandisa Maya until he retires. But
so you would say, listening to what you're saying, you would say that this is an appointment that would add confidence to the system, to perception of the system, to trust in the judiciary.
No doubt about it.
So that's really great news.
He has a very solid reputation. The only mark, and it's not really a mark against him, it's a mark against Dolly Mpofu, is that he was questioned when he threw his hat in the ring to become Chief Justice. He was questioned by Dolly Mpofu at the Judicial Service Commission interview about allegations that he was a sex pest or was sexually harassing female members of his bench, which it appears was absolutely untrue and really an abuse on Dolly Mpofu's part rather than anything to do with anything he did wrong.
Right. So that is really, really something positive and great to hear, because we know that if it wasn't, Advocate Paul Hoffman would call it out, and we greatly appreciate that. That was Advocate Paul Hoffman. He is a director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, talking about Dunstan Mlambo. Who is he, and what does it mean with him in the position as the new Deputy Chief Justice?